To describe times of isolation, we often use words like loneliness and solitude as if they're synonymous, but they could not be any more different. Loneliness is an expression of pain, while solitude is often an expression of joy. When you're lonely, you long for companionship. But when you seek solitude, you long to be left alone. Most of my friends might think I'm an extrovert, but I actually require solitude to recharge and center my soul back on God. I yearn for those precious moments when I can step away from the world and pursue my longing for God. Do you have times of solitude set aside to pursue your longing for the divine? Well, this meditation from Matthew chapter 6 is a gift of time to pursue that desire, a time to reflect on the divine inner voice, the voice of the eternal presence of God from within you. To hear it, you need to be in solitude, even when your world is crowded, and probably especially when your world is crowded. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but for now, begin your meditation by softly closing your eyes and just slip into a time and a space where you can be aware of true longing. Don't feel the need to fill this time with empty words, but be filled and satisfied with the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Long for them now. I realize there are many things we long for in the material world, but for now, center on longing for the divine in these quieting moments. Listen and join me in this responsive prayer from Matthew chapter 18. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, I long for your presence. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord God, I long for your presence. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And Lord God, I long for your presence. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. And Lord God, I long for that. I long for your presence. Let this continuing time of stillness move without effort into a time of longing for God. Spend a few more moments now allowing earthly longings to diminish as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to long for heaven. Take note of any cravings that may be disruptive. Those may be physical, may be emotional. For now, don't fight against them. Just note them for a moment. Be still as you become more aware of the Holy Spirit realigning your heart, mindful of your diminishing desire for the world, and aware of your hunger growing for the Lord. As you note each earthly distraction, surrender it to the Spirit of God and let it pass. Give it no power. Rather, center your desires on God. Long for Him now. Your mind will drift. That's natural. But just let the awareness of your wandering mind be a reminder to return to a deeper longing for God. Continue on as you whisper, "Lord God, I long for your presence." Allow those words to become your centering prayer. And allow even your breathing to help you crave a deeper time with the Father, Son, and Spirit. Don't control the pace or the depth of your breathing. Just notice it for now. Be aware of each breath. Take a deep breath into your stomach. Hold it. And as you release it, long for the next one. Let each deep breath remind you to anticipate and yearn for the next. Allow each breath to increase your hunger and thirst for the presence of God. Now encounter your longing of God as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings. Don't study phrases too closely, but rather crave the gentle encounter. Desire the solitude as you listen to Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, from the English Standard Version. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need even before you ask Him. What from the reading gave you the most joy? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need even before you ask Him. What emotions rose to the surface? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to settle even deeper into an appreciation for the consistent presence and care of God. Listen once more, but consider it now from the New American Standard Bible. When you pray, you're not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you're praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need even before you ask. What did you experience in this passage? Well, spend a minute now in solitude, craving the presence of God. Don't fight for the words. Rather, allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with pure longing for the Father and Son. Let longing be your only need. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper longing as you listen once again, now from the Common English Bible. When you pray, don't pour out a flood of empty words as the Gentiles do. They think by saying many words they'll be heard. Don't be like them, because your Father knows what you need even before you ask. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what was God whispering to you? What were His words? Well, let this next minute be a gift of prayer. A prayer of thanksgiving that you have been gifted with the longing for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Long for them now. Rest here in the presence of God, and I want you to idle your thoughts and just enjoy God as you relax here now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Your eyes shut. Retreat into the secret room of your heart. Close the door. And pray to your unseen Father. Take this minute to rest. No words. No supplications, no requests. Just be mindful of your breathing, aware of this sweet solitude, and softly whisper, Lord God, I long for your presence. Longing is my need. As you close your time, return once more to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation, that your longing is real and God is present. Let the word longing guide you today. And when you're ready, whether at first or last light, be mindful of your craving for the Lord all through the day. And accept now this closing benediction as a reminder that when you pray, do not heap empty phrases, but rest in solitude, knowing the Lord knows what you need even before you ask Him. So be thankful for the divine yearning in your heart. Praise God for how you long for Him. And now glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. As it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be. Amen.